fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 10th day of January, year of our Lord, 2018. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to learn how to use a map and compass. That's a paper map, ink on paper map and compass. Learn cross-country navigation. Get topographical maps for your area as well as road maps for your area. And really do, truly, learn how to use a map and compass for cross-country navigation. Cross-country meaning no roads, no trails, cross-country. If you learn that, you'll be doing quite well on roads, of course, as well. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He's taught astrophysics at the university level. He's taught mathematics at the university level. He's an accomplished author, having authored 10 books with more on the way, and a radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, really good. We've had some, and I got a science a question for you, Jim, science related. We've had unusually cold weather here, along with a pretty severe drought. My neighbors are having pipes freeze underground that have never frozen in the past, and what one of my neighbors told me is the following. This is a scientific question for you. His belief is that dry dirt, dry soil, conducts the cold more efficiently than wet soil does, and which is why his pipes have been freezing underground that never froze before. Do you have any input on that, sir?
Well, the lack of water means something's going to be in there, and that would be air. And so that's what's going on. Water actually would act as an insulator because there's more mass to heat up. Dry air, let's look at this. Take dry and wet air. Dry air does not hold any heat. It doesn't have any heat capacity, whereas wet air does. And that's, oddly enough, why when it rains sometimes, or if it's cloudy, it's warmer, and the idiots at global climate change interpret that as the greenhouse effect, when it has nothing to do with the greenhouse effect. It has to do with heat content of the air, and let's translate that into the ground. The ground then does not have any heat content, and you know it's much lower than it is if it had moisture in the ground.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah.
So that is what you're dealing with. So yeah, it's colder. The cold transfer better in dry ground, or the heat. Let's put it this way. Because the cold does not transfer; it's the heat that transfers out of the pipes. That's what's going on into the.
That makes sense, because we've had this kind of cold weather before, where it's down around zero, maybe 1 or 2 degrees below zero, with these pipes not freezing. But this drought is in the wintertime, especially, is unprecedented. So that makes perfect sense.
Yep, and. There's something else. People have the belief that you can put a container in the ground, and there's some people that are actually trying this. And say you put a vessel in the ground that's like a sphere with a tube going down, and you can blow air into that, and for a little while you can condense water out of that. So people are of the opinion that you could create a big system like this to produce water from the air. And the problem is that they're wrong, because exactly that same reason. Let me just go into the science of this. Say you take and put a sphere 1 foot in diameter, and then you have your tube going down to that. Okay, the air goes down in there. It hits a cooler region, which is down in the ground, and the water condenses out, and they go, oh, I'm producing water. There's two major problems. One is exactly what we're dealing with here. You soon deplete the local temperature, or you neutralize the local temperature. So what you're doing is you're taking water and condensing it, and so you're heating up the local ambient temperature of the ground by doing this. So your process is going to last about a day or two, and then it's going to stop working. The other problem with that is that as you make this big, you try and make your system big to produce real quantities of water that are useful, the surface area of your sphere gets larger as the square of the radius of your sphere, but the volume gets larger as the cube. So the surface area available to condense water as you grow is the square root of the area available in a smaller system. So it doesn't scale up, is my point.
Right.
And so anyway, a little underground science there.
Okay. All right, I wasn't aware that people were making these attempts, but it's good to know that. And I assume there's people that believe they're going to be marketing devices that will do this. Is that where this is headed?
That's where it's headed, exactly.
Okay.
It's something that, let's take sailboats and airplanes and rockets, those three things. Let's try and scale them up. And it turns out, let's take a rocket, for example. If you make a rocket twice as big, do you get twice the payload? The answer is no, because now you have more fuel, and you're lifting fuel, not payload. So you do not get double the payload from making a rocket bigger, and Elon Musk is learning this as he builds his bigger, heavy, what he calls his heavy lift rocket. Well, what he's actually lifting is more fuel. And
right.
So there's a limit to how big you can make a rocket. And so the Russians learned that way back in the 50s. They learned that you could make a rocket so big. And they're using today the same rockets that they made in the 1950s. The
really?
Heavy lift rockets in Russia are kerosene. They never went to liquid oxygen, and all the complications with liquid oxygen, they're still using kerosene, which is very cheap and very available, and they're launching 2 to 5 times a day. from their cosmodrome out in central Russia, whereas the United States, the big Saturn V rockets were kerosene-based, Wernher von Braun design. And then they went to the space shuttle, which is a liquid oxygen and hydrogen design. So the smoke coming out of the space shuttle, which is defunct, but a tremendously complicated system. And you get a big burst for a short amount of time. But then again, you run into the rocket, what's called the rocket problem. And so, but interestingly enough, when you scale up a sailboat, it works the other way. The volume of the hull goes up as the cube, whereas the sail plan goes up as the square. So you can put a lot more sail proportionately on a bigger boat. It's because the hull volume goes up as the cube, and all of that cargo, et cetera, acts as ballast. So it works the opposite way. The bigger the sailboat, the better it works, and the faster it goes. So,
Germany, the Chinese were building ships out of wood more than 1,000 years ago, as large as World War II aircraft carriers.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
The Romans were building huge ships to transport. They were like aircraft carriers that they would go to war out in the Mediterranean. So the bigger ships work better.
And, all right.
But bigger airplanes don't work better. There's the flip side of that, too, which is the case now with the Scaled Composite, which is Bert Rutan's old company, the one they used to win the XPRIZE, just built the biggest airplane in the world. And it's to lift up, what would you call them? Small rockets to take them up to 50,000 feet, where then they go off into outer space. But big airplanes don't fly well. You tip a big airplane with side crosswinds, and you got a problem. So airplanes bigger than 747s don't work.
Well, I was at Fort Bragg when they were making the, right next door, Pope Air Force Base, the thickening the runway to accommodate the C-5 Galaxy, which, now we're talking almost half a century ago. It was half a century ago. And it was, at the time, the world's largest operating aircraft. It was immediately a maintenance nightmare, and there's still a maintenance nightmare. The Russian version, which is slightly larger, the Anatov AN-225, is currently the current operational aircraft. They are maintenance nightmares. They're difficult to fly. They never have been a very good thing, Jim. They give the countries bragging rights that they can build these things. But the smaller planes, such as the C-130, and the C-17 have proven to be the workhorses to really get the job done, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. When this is a interesting one. When NASA went into the tunnel building business back in the 2000s, early 2000s, NASA went into the tunnel building business, and they had this massive tunnel building tool bit, flown into Houston, Texas, and it came through Minneapolis. It came from Russia over the pole into Minneapolis, and then they used that Russian airplane to deliver it, because the United States didn't have any. So the Russians are delivering the tool bit to drill underground tunnels to NASA in Houston via Minneapolis. So it's something. So a little fun fact there.
It is. It is. Well, Jim, the national and international news continues to become more bizarre, more strange. It looks like there may be some detente between North Korea and the West. That seems to be going on, which needs to happen. The Middle East is still explosive, to say the least. And, of course, on Drudge, as we speak, one of the headlines on Drudge is China is backing off from buying U.S. Treasury notes, Treasury bonds, which, if they do in fact stop buying them, that could be very, very serious for the American economy, couldn't it?
Well, it might mean that they're worried about the American economy becoming so strong. I also heard that China just lowered their corporate tax rates to try and compete with the United States. So I see that as China worrying about the United States economy.
Well, they're competitive, and they're certainly not stupid, are they?
No, not at all. Not at all. I also heard that there's an effort in the background to stop, and this is something I've been talking about all along, is that Kim in North Korea is a banker puppet, and he wouldn't be there for 10 seconds. He wouldn't be there for a New York second if he did not have full support of the World Bank. And that's his goal, is to be a troublemaker and keep the military-industrial complex rolling at full steam ahead and give us another bad guy. Because we really don't have any bad guys anymore in the Mideast. They're wiping out ISIS, so that bad guy's gone away to give a reason for massive military buildup. So Kim was the boy of choice. But the people in the know understand that he was very much supported surreptitiously by the CIA, who is the World Bank police force worldwide. So anyway, the word is that they're going in and taking out the CIA in North Korea and the support that they've been getting. And you got to wonder where Kim got all his technology and where he got all his money. Even though there are sanctions, where does he keep getting all this money for military? You know, it's like so many eggs you can steal from the farmers, and there's no more money. Where is he getting all this cash? So, and that's where he's getting it. So anyway, there's an effort underfoot to undermine the CIA support of Kim in North Korea. So that's an interesting twist.
Well, I'm kind of curious. Who would be undermining the CIA? Who has the wherewithal to undermine the CIA support?
Well, it'd be Trump. He's digging out the deep state, and that's what the deep state is. It's the bankers who have, through every means possible, gotten control of people who are working. This is the shadow government, the second government, the deep state, whatever you want to call it.
You know, let me extrapolate here. When Kim Jong-un sees his CIA money drying up, that's when he wants to be the nice guy and make nice with us, doesn't he?
Exactly. He knows who's buttering his bread. And when the butter dish goes away, you know, he knows that his behind is on the chopping block, and he knows how fast people he's seen people go down before, like in Iraq. Saddam Hussein is a good example. You know, it wasn't fun. It wasn't a cakewalk for Saddam Hussein, who was a CIA plant. I mean, when they got rid of him, it was, he didn't have a cakewalk. Noriega. Let's look at somebody else that was a CIA boy and took it hard at the end. Didn't have an easy walk out.
Panama was a transshipment point for drugs out of South America for decades, and Noriega, I believe, maybe wanted a bigger percentage of his cut of the drug money, which was the end of him.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, this is fascinating stuff.
So we kind of wandered from pipes freezing to to where we are here.
Yes, we got a 7.6 magnitude earthquake, by the way, down in the Caribbean in the last few hours. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by 2 men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 10th day of January. Visiting Professor James McKinney. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have not one but 2 weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live to the archives, if you would, please.
Yeah, thanks, John. Yeah, every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, is my weekly radio show that's been going on for about 17 years, the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroads. And there's many different ways to listen. It re-airs Friday night, Saturday morning on WTWW Nashville, and on satellite on Saturday. So all the ways to listen are on my webpage. Just go to the jmccsci.com and scroll down. There's a link, how to listen, and right below that are the links of the archives, which are there. Going back since the very beginning. And then also my paid cast, which is $3.95 a month. And every week you get an extra hour of pure science topic on selected science topics. And so all of that on the webpage.
All right. That's good to know. Well, lots of issues going on. We're into the new year, obviously. I was just reading that the Democratic women are all going to dress in black for the State of the Union address. I'm sure that'll have a big impact. Absolutely. What else is on your radar this morning?
By the way, I just pulled up on the break the Galaxy C5 taking off. And it's rather comical because it's a perfectly calm, slightly rainy day in this video. And it takes off, and you can see as it gets up in the air, a little bit of wind up there, and it starts to react. But I would not want to be that pilot. And I would insist on a special door where you could bail out the top in about 2 seconds if you needed to. Big planes don't do well. And I had mentioned about the Burt Rutan. Well, I shouldn't put his name on this. It's scaled composite, and it was a brainchild of, who's the guy, Alan? What's his first name? One of the internet billionaire guys.
Last name. I know. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
He threw the money into this thing.
Bezos.
Yeah.
Is it Bezos?
Well, his last name is Alan. But anyway, he put the money into this thing, and they taxied it down the runway, and they said it might fly in 2 years. And I thought, well, any plane that's worth its salt that's put all together, and they talk about it flying in 2 years, there's a problem. So it's got a wingspan the size of a football field. But anyway, we'll see. It's something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. Well, that's 300 feet. That's quite a wingspan.
Yeah, but the problem is you have any kind of wind, and with airplanes, once you get them up in the air, you have uncontrolled wind. And so something that big flipping around up there, you've all been in an airplane, or most of you at least, when you start to get turbulence at, you know, especially 20,000, 30,000 feet, good grief, plane like that is going to be just a nightmare to try and fly around, let alone with a sensitive payload on it. So I call this the modern spruce goose. I don't think it's ever going to see the light of day.
Well, I know what the spruce goose is, but many of our listeners may not. Tell us about that.
It was back in World War II. Howard Hughes went to the government, and he wanted to build the biggest transport plane that would carry thousands of troops. And so he built this airplane out of wood. And at the time, they were starting to build airplanes out of wood, like the P-30 was built out of wood. That two-fuselage, very hot airplane for the military. But people were starting to build out of wood, and so it was becoming accepted. So anyway, he built this out of spruce, and he flew it one day. The military decided not to fund it because I think they saw World War II winding down. So he flew it one day, and it didn't get off. It did get off the water. It was a water-based takeoff. It did get off the water because he thought he could land troops any place. And he flew it for about, 15 minutes or something, and then took it back and parked it. And now it's a museum. So that's the spruce goose.
I'd like to see it in person time. It has to be a magnificent structure to see the darn thing. Yeah, absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 10th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have interesting things there. If you haven't been to my website in a while, you might find some new things you haven't seen before, new videos, for example. We try to be very selective in the videos that we post on my website. We've got maybe 6 or 7 there. It's not a whole bunch, but I think they're all very, very worthwhile. Also, of course, my website are energy cleaners and the mattress pads that go with them. We're now fully stocked as of this week with both energy cleaners and mattress pads ready for immediate shipment. When you place your order, this is my home business. I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take it to the Cherryville post office, put it on the counter, and it goes out priority mail. Every time I set one on a counter, I think, here's one for the good guys. Another patriot who will have less pain, better sleep, more energy to do the things that the patriots need to do to help each other. Check out the energy cleaner at my website. We now have a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. We also take PayPal, PayPal being the most secure way to make any payment online. If you live in the U.S., PayPal now takes payments, by the way. MasterCard, Visa, if you need to send a check, just send it. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Energy cleaners only $285, shipping included. Here's the toll-free auto line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments for Professor McKinney here at Republic Broadcasting. That's 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jim. Hello, Jim. Are you on mute? We're not hearing anything, Jim.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I was on mute.
I
was watching some airplane videos, some crosswind landings. That's kind of fun to watch some of those big
you know,
planes.
It's more fun to do them. I've landed and taken off a number of planes as a student pilot, and once you're in the air, flying is really about as easy as driving an automobile, quite frankly. But landing an air, taking off is relatively easy also, but landing is where the real skills come in. It's sometimes said that landing aircraft is a controlled crash, which serves an element of truth to that. But what we do in training is practice landing while we're 2,000 feet in the air, going through all the procedures where no harm can come while you're 2,000 to 3,000 feet up in the air. The children in my family, my children, my grandchildren, when they get to be about 12, 13, I get them each a entry-level flying lesson, flying a real airplane with a real instructor. So they have that experience, and if they want to pursue it further, they can. But at least they've done it at least once and have that experience under their belt. And they all enjoy it, and it's a lot of fun.
And one time I went to a simulator, and I imagine now there's home simulators, but you go and you pay money and you sit in this thing and you're flying it around, it moves, and I mean, you get the real sensation of flying. So anyway, I was flying an F-14 in the simulator, and part of it was to land on an aircraft carrier. So you're coming down at the end of your flight. Taking off is easy. You just gun it and, you know, you go up. But that aircraft carrier looks pretty small even after you're getting very close to it. And you have to hit that exactly right in your landing. And that's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty stomach-rocking feeling. To see that aircraft carrier, and you're coming down sideways. You're not coming straight down on it. You're coming kind of, because if you miss, you don't want to go off the end, the front end of the boat. You want to go off the side. So you're coming in at an angle to hit that little runway patch in the middle of the ocean. So I encourage people to go do one of those sometime. That's kind of fun.
It would be. It would be. I've never used a simulator, but I could see where it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jim, you got a number of projects you're working on. Any updates for any of your projects?
I'll say the same thing as I did last week. We're very, very close to a number of major announcements. So just keep seatbelts on there, everybody. But also, I wanted to talk about the flooding in California.
It's disastrous. Go ahead.
I don't know the extent of the damage up and down the coast. I know they are concentrating on a couple areas, but this is, you know, California's been in drought for how long, and all of a sudden they get torrential rains, which is a formula for disaster, because all that dry dirt just, you know, just washes away, and that's what they're experiencing.
Right. Well, I saw some photographs of a 14-year-old girl. It took 5 hours to locate and rescue her. Her home, her parents' home, was wiped out. Both parents are dead, and they did manage to save the 14-year-old girl, who was up to her chin in mud. Very dramatic rescue.
I don't know more details than what I've seen in some news patches, but nor have I really studied the weather situation there, where the storm came from, and other details.
Well, I want to do a segue here. So I've got some good news. There was an open U.S. Senate seat in Arizona this year, and former Sheriff Joe Arpaio is going to run for that open Senate seat. It's something that we can get behind support. I think it would be great to have Joe Arpaio in the U.S. Senate, don't you?
Exactly, and we should give a little bit of his background. He's the one that broke the case on Barry Shapiro, our president, Barack Obama, renamed, and his birth certificate.
Right.
and did a lot of study into that. And
well, he called it a posse. It was a team of researchers, a professional police investigator researchers who did the homework and got the evidence. And the evidence, and of course, I've been a criminal defense investigator myself since 1973. The evidence would stand up in any court, from what I saw, be admissible in any court. And having that evidence presented in front of a jury would have been the end of Hussein Obama, if it ever got that far.
Well, yeah, and that's part of it. That's part of the protection offered to people like Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, or the people that work for the World Bank. That's exactly, you know, they're, or Loretta Lynch or Susan Rice. Should I go on?
Exactly. Yep. Well, let's, Sheriff Opio has his committee set up and can take donations. I want to be encouraging people to make donations to his campaign, because that's, money is the mother's milk of these campaigns. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Doug in Kentucky. Good morning, Doug.
Yes. I was listening to Jim last week, and he was talking about made a comment about the sun, and that inside the sun there was nothing. And he mentioned his book about the subject, and I'd like to know the name of the book and how I can get that book.
Okay,
well, I talk about it probably in all of the books. The actual book I was mentioning, though, is the what I call the weather book. It's, the actual title is Principia Meteorologia, the Physics of Sun, Earth, Weather. And I go through the details and also show the Russian experiments that show that the sun gets cooler as you get down towards the core, not hotter. And anyway, the premise is that the fusion of the sun is up in the atmosphere. And there's many, many reasons for believing that, for understanding that. So anyway, that's the book. Regarding how to get it, my webpage, I'm in the process of updating.
Yeah, I don't have internet. I live off the grid and don't have internet.
Oh.
I have a cell phone and a MasterCard, and I have access to the county library computer, but that's an unsecured site.
Do you have email?
I don't have email, but I could go through the mail, or either if I could order it, you know, with my, you know, by telephone or by mail. I would like to have all your books, every one of them.
Well, let's see. If you want, trying to think, without email, that's kind of a tough one.
I
got an idea. When you get off the phone, have the before you hang up, get the station to get your phone number, and I'll contact you.
Okay, I'll buy every one of your books. You know, I got your water filters, and they are fantastic.
Why? Thank you.
And Tim helped me get them. You know, and Tim kind of helped me get order your filters. He done that for me.
Who is that now? I'm sorry.
Tim on the Saturday morning show.
Oh, okay, okay. Right,
and Tim, he kind of, you know, he helped me get those them water filters.
Tim Spencer, right? Well, Doug, just give your telephone number to our engineer here, and Jim will get that, and you two can talk.
Right.
So I can just stay on the line, and then I can tell him that information.
That's right.
Exactly. Yep.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, Doug. Thank you for the call.
What you guys are doing.
We appreciate it. Yeah, thank you, sir. The call number is 800-313-9443. Yes. Well, we do what we can, and we have. It's amazing how many listeners we have, Jim, that live off the grid and don't have internet access or email, Jim. It's actually a fairly sizable percentage, believe it or not.
Yeah. No, I understand that, and I stopped doing mail order some time ago, just because of, you know, other, you know, unrelated issues.
Right.
But but anyway, there's a way around that for people like that that you know, let us know.
Right. Well, if you're up in the desert now studying the Nazca Lines, it's kind of hard to take care of a mail order, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's certain details, and you know, it's not like I'm a spring chicken anymore, John. You know, I'm doing what I did when I was 30,
right.
And you know, still doing fine, but I will be making some changes here soon. And that's based on a lot of stuff going on, but yeah, I'm at the top of my game now. Still doing, you know, out on the cutting edge of things,
right.
So, but which brings up, by the way, somebody just emailed me this. Somebody just found the newest largest prime number, and every time I see this, it's like a joke, because.
Right.
They've used a computer system, and when I published my book, Calculate Primes, which shows you how to easily calculate all the primes, not just one way out there someplace, they changed the rules in the, it's like a computing organization that uses computers to wow people with their, you know, it's like a distributed computing system where they use people's laptops or home computers to do some of the number crunching to find things like prime numbers. And but anyway, they found a newest, biggest prime number. But the funny part is that once they do, it has no understanding about where the next one might be. And somebody wrote me an email and said, how would you find the twin prime to this if there is one? I said, add or subtract 2. Because that's what a twin prime is. And it's actually kind of joking, because it would take them months and months and months of computing time to confirm that there was a twin prime. But if they found it, it would offer no understanding of prime numbers at all. But my point is that the computing organization required that any new prime numbers be found with their algorithm that uses computer time. So they won't allow people to use my method of finding prime numbers to find new prime numbers that are bigger.
Amazing. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We're at Kenny in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Kenny.
Morning. Jim, I got a question. I got an argument with a guy about the moon. It sets the tides, right? Twice a day, is it?
That it's the cause of the tides, yeah, primarily.
Yeah. And does it affect the rain? Like, it seems like when it's a full moon, we always got rain before, during, or after. Is that fact too, or no?
No, not so.
No.
I mean, we have effects, but whether it causes clear or cloudiness where you are is another story. Those are more complicated issues.
So the moon doesn't affect the rain then?
Well, it affects the weather in that it's an electrical connection with Earth. When we have a new moon, it's blocking the solar wind, because the moon is about a quarter of a million miles away, and our magnetic protective sheath is only about 35,000 miles away on the sunward side. So the moon, primarily, when it's out anywhere in new moon region, is blocking that solar wind. And so as soon as it moves away, I call it the new moon passing. As soon as it moves away, then that solar wind comes pounding in and compresses our local magnetic field, and that can trigger severe weather. But where that severe weather will end up, it depends on a lot of factors. So it's, like I say, it's a bit more complicated. But it's, you know, depending on where you are, you might get sunny weather, but other people get turbulent weather.
Okay. Kenny, does that answer your question?
And I think Kenny dropped off.
Kenny's gone. That's fine. Call number is 800-313-9443. All right. Where do you want to go next, Jim?
My personal direction is a positive one. I think we're going to do well in the future here as a human race. I think we're cleaning out the garbage, and it's slowly happening in the background. And I actually praise Trump for the way he's handling this. There's not a lot of this in the news. There's a lot of the deep state that those people are shaking in their boots, and as rightfully they should. And there's been a lot of house cleaning in a lot of the agencies, like the FBI and other agencies, the CIA, things like that. And we have to get back to where those agencies are actually working for you and me and our best interests, and not for some kind of bizarre thing that, you know, going on, like, well, you get the laundry list of things that were going on with the, within those agencies.
Hold that thought, and, Jim. We have a break. Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
You know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 10th of January. Jim, we got about 3 minutes here to get the information out you need to.
John, something fun if people want to watch on YouTube, just type in wind generator failure. And these are the three-blade wind generators going through catastrophic failures. So it's just kind of fun to see.
Okay.
And the various ways in which those things come apart and the you know, how dangerous these things are. The Canadians have been fighting this whole, it's a big government industry scam, kickback with government subsidies, and none of those things would be out there if it were not for government subsidies, because they're economically completely unviable. And that's another issue too, that the fact that solar can outdo wind generation is a testament to how ridiculously bad these wind generators are. But anyway, if you want some kicks, look at the video. Just type in the YouTube wind generator failure and watch some of these babies go up in smoke. And so anyway, just a little bit there. But I see the future as being very bright myself. A lot of things are happening in the background, and the old guard is, people are starting to get the feel of the old guard going south. And so I'm just waiting for that to hit the universities and some of these bastions that have housed the, you know, political correctness and other things, and watch those people run for the hills when their safe little havens go, you know, come out from underneath them.
Well, I share your enthusiasm, Jim, and I'm looking forward to a wonderful, fun, productive year myself, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of things are going on in the background. But the people are getting the feeling of liberation from this monster that we've been under, that's, you know, starting with the federal government and working all the way down. And to its the federal government supported institutions like education, universities, grade schools, high schools, you know, middle schools, whatever.
Right. Well, I know that most of our listeners share our enthusiasm, and it's going to be fun working with you this year, as always, Jim, and getting information out every Wednesday morning.
Yeah, I know this is a lot of people listen, so. I get the feedback also that, you know, people listen regularly, so it's something that I try and be a regular and make sure I'm here, because every week we cover, all kinds of topics, everything from freezing pipes to what's going on in North Korea.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us, as always. Look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. All right. We've got top of the hour break coming up here momentarily. We'll have open lines the second hour and take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.